Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors.
Man.
And, of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, let's get some Mavs and Stars super segment going down. 877-881-1053. If you want to give us any of your feedback, Franklin, Frankel Injury Attorney text line or the Twitch or the YouTube, would you like to start with the Stars or the Mavericks?
Let's start with the Mavericks, Kevin. Even though they lost, a significant undertaking is happening at the moment.
Give me cut number 3, please, Alec, and we will start with the Mavericks.
Again, the next basket for Coop will get him a career high, and he's got it! 36 for Cooper Flagg and counting. Still 4:10 left to play in the game.
Now, you're right. This was a disappointing result. I guess I should say it was a disappointing result depending on which direction you want the Mavericks to go. Now, there was a report that came out from The Athletic that said the Mavericks have signaled a desire to be competitive the rest of the season, even though their first-round pick this in the next draft is the last one they own of their own first-round picks and have outright control of until 2031. They're like, no, yeah, we want to be competitive. So if you want to be competitive, this was a negative. If you would like to see them lose and still get better to get ready for a loaded 2026 class, then this was good.
Yeah, it's a weird place to be, considering just a couple of years ago you were in the finals and you were like, all right, we are well on our way to being here consistently for a long time. And then because now you have a new younger player, you're like, let's now kill that idea at least for a year or two and tank and try to be better. It's a weird place to be in for a fan base that kind of deserves some better treatment at the moment. And the better treatment, I feel like, is try to win right now. That's the better treatment because you don't want to waste a season, another season, where you look bad to your fan base.
And
most of your fan base isn't going to care about the draft picks at all.
And I think that's where I was last night, because when they coughed away the lead,
you were upset, weren't you?
Yes, yeah. I was upset. And then when they didn't win in overtime and freaking Lauri Markkanen looked like peak Wilt Chamberlain in overtime, I was pissed. And I wasn't just like, hey, this will be good for a draft pick. Here we go. Here we come, Peterson. Or here we come, DeBonta or Boozer. Like that, that thought didn't really go through my mind, even though big picture, that does make a lot of sense.
An anonymous NBA executive said that they don't think Boozer is the kind that can lead a franchise as the number one guy to a championship.
Which is fine, because we already have our number one guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He can be the number two guy.
You just want all the Duke players. That's what you're trying to do.
Look, I think I've been very clear. I do like Cameron Boozer a lot, but if you look early on or if you look at the makeup of both of these players, I think the other two I would freak out if you picked up one of them.
Yeah, but for the rest of this season, I do want to see a competitive team. I think what we saw last night, though, Kevin, was you have the makings of a superstar.
Yeah.
And he's very early in his life, not his career, very early in his life, starting to step into records that people would be like, oh, wow. And that's scoring-wise. And, Kevin, I don't think a lot of people thought scoring-wise he was going to produce like this. It was like, hey, it's going to take some time for the polish. It did. It took about two months. And he was like, all right, guys, I'm ready to go ahead and be part of this thing now. And, he looks polished. There were plays last night where, like, that's a pro play. That's a veteran play that he just made there. And then he's also giving you the right effort on the defensive side, too. So
yes.
I'm very pleased with what Cooper Flagg has brought to this organization.
Now let's focus in on a few things that Cooper Flagg was able to do yesterday. Although he and PJ Washington, I think it was, both had good looks at the basket that they moved to in overtime that just didn't go down, that might have kind of like stemmed the tide from Utah. But Cooper Flagg, clearly unbelievable last night. He had 14 points in the first quarter on 5 of 7 shooting. He did not miss a shot in the second quarter. But to put that in perspective, in the first half, since play-by-play tracking in 96-97, Cooper Flagg had 24-plus points, 4-plus rebounds, and 4-plus assists in a half. Only 5 Mavericks players have ever done that. Michael Finley did it once, Anthony Davis once, Dirk 3 times, Kyrie 4 times, and then you probably could have guessed this one. Luka did it 33 times. So this is a huge step in the right direction for Cooper Flagg. He became the 4th teenager in NBA history to record a 40-5 game, joining Anthony Edwards, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James. That's a pretty insane list to be on. And Flagg is the first to do it at the age of 18. Cooper Flagg, who turns 19 on Sunday. Think about that. He hasn't even turned 19 yet. He became the youngest player in NBA history to score 40 points in a game. And then he tied Mark Aguirre's Mavericks rookie record of 42 points. I really thought he had that opportunity to break the record. It just did not go the Mavericks' way whatsoever in overtime, in part because of marketing.
Yeah, the
Oh, can I tell you one more thing?
Go ahead.
All of this while he also rolled his ankle in the game. So he had his ankle packed with ice after the game, his left ankle. And he goes, I just rolled it a little bit. I was hurting, but I wanted to stay in the game no matter what. I'm not coming off the court or anything like that. That is what you want to hear.
Oh,
did it hurt? Yeah, I'm not coming off the court or anything. We have a chance to win.
Wow, that's a shot at Luka, huh?
That was not a shot at anybody.
What'd you hear there, Alec, when he said, this guy won't come off the court?
Pew, pew.
Yep. That was not meant as a shot at anybody.
Because you always said that Luka would typically just be like, oh, I got a hangnail, and then he'd be out for a month.
That is inaccurate. You're thinking about my description of you, Darvish. But I just love that he's like, well, I'm not going to leave the game.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's stupid.
Yeah, no, that's he's fits everything so far.
Yep.
Last night, seeing him finish with that left, and then he held his left hand out. And then was it McCaslin that was like, hey, by the way, kid, I did talk to him about that, and kid said that his left is his more dominant, but he's ambidextrous at this point, but teams are starting to pick up on the fact that he goes left,
yeah.
So he's going to have to switch it up just a little bit, which he can. And I think, Kevin, the great thing is the guys around him, he's earning their respect on a nightly basis.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, I get it now. I think Anthony Davis knew. Kyrie knew because they played against him.
They did both seem practices. Like early adopters of this.
They knew what was going on, but the fact that he's earning not only the fans' respect also is really nice. I really like Najee Marshall. There's something I love about his game. There's this fluidity that I really enjoy where I'm like, he's going to pass it, and then he finishes, and I'm like, oh, wow.
He's got tough and hustle in him too,
and that's the thing that I hope this team can like say this is their calling card is that they are tough and hustle, and they're gonna fight you for points and they're gonna fight you for rebounds, and that never stops.
I see people texting that in. Not a shot at Luka. That is not what I meant.
LeBron
whatsoever.
Is it a shot at LeBron?
No. I think once you get to be that age, I understand.
Shot at Dirk. Like,
no. What? Yeah. Never. And just for Cooper, we've said this many times. You just wait. If that three-point shot comes around, and it did his freshman year, in the NCAA tournament at Duke, he shot 50% from three. Now, that's probably not reasonable, because eventually then he would be the unquestioned best player in the NBA. But if he develops a competent three-point shot, it's sky's the limit for a kid who, again, turns 19 on Sunday. So
this Bobby said this morning it's boring.
I don't view it that way.
Agree. I don't know how many he's going to have highlight dunks, but I don't know how many because he does like to dunk. Like
yes.
It's fun. That's fun too.
Yes.
But he doesn't have these highlight passes that Luka had,
sure.
Or these highlight threes that you're like, oh my gosh. But it's very exactly what I want. It's effective.
And I love Bobby. Luka was his guy. So, like, I think it's going to be really hard to win him over. Not that it has to be Cooper against Luka.
It's championship or nothing.
Yeah, which I understand. But I think Cooper's athleticism will lead to far more, like, unbelievable dunks and stuff, like you said. And I think you'll see more defensive highlights. But you're right. Nobody on the planet is as flashy of a passer as
absolutely not.
Luka. Except for, like, that
Magic Johnson.
Well, I mean.
Jason Williams.
I'll take Luka over Jason Williams because, like, you're like, that ball went into the second row.
Still,
like,
it
looked cool.
It was flashy as
okay.
hell.
But there's, like, one time a game where Jokic does a pass that you're like, oh, okay, that's as good. And it's just whenever he decides to do it, he's like, check this out. And so that's pretty remarkable. But
for the most part, he's really good at bounce passes.
Yeah.
Chest pass. He's good at all the basic stuff.
I get it.
He's very Tim Duncan
yes,
in that.
Yes, 100%. If you watch Jokic play, like, last night wasn't quite it. But, like, there can be games where you're watching him, he's like, man, he's good. And they're like, all right, and that's 27-10-10 for him. And you're like, wait, what?
How did that happen?
Yeah, so I could see that. But that was not the only Metroplex team to get the win last night. Give me cut number one, will you please? Because those Dallas Stars got back on the right track, too.
Up high, one-timer, score! Beck was in front and got the redirection. The Stars take the lead. 13:48 to play.
Yeah, somebody asked, by the way, what's a competent three-point shot? 35% would probably be the floor. You would love to see, if you can get in that 38% or higher range, you've got something to work with. Now, the Stars. Corey, I have to admit, I had a couple doubts going into the third period.
Why?
Because
you don't believe in this team, huh?
No, I do believe in this team, but it felt like maybe this was going to be like an extension of the funk by one game.
I felt that way early, too.
Which in December, not the end of the world. You've been the unquestioned, at least, second-best team in hockey. But you went into the third period, you only had 14 shots on goal. And the reason why, though that doesn't always dictate the flow of who's, like, truly winning the game outside of just the goals, but they have struggled with this. But then the third period, they turned it on. This was the first time in four games that the Stars had 20-plus shots on goal. That's not good long-term, but you did get it going. And by the way, the Kings in the third period, when you thought, especially when they fell behind, would pick up the pace, they had four shots on goal in the third period, and that's it.
Were they trying to protect their netminder there a little bit since they lost Kemper?
Were also losing.
Yeah. Matt Duchene scored in the second period. That was the first even-strength goal in 192 minutes and 13 seconds of game action.
You know what's really weird about that?
That's like 74 games.
It's closer to three plus, but you know what's weird about that? Is not only had they scored a power play goal, they had scored a shorthanded goal. So, like, they had scored when they had fewer people out on the ice, but yeah, 5-on-5 goals. And let's be honest, like, 5-on-5 goals are so huge come postseason time.
Yes. Yes.
I want our special teams to be
rocking,
too.
You're not getting the same,
tighter whistle. Yeah.
That you would typically, you know, during the regular season. But you, so yeah, defeating people 5-on-5 and being able to execute on power plays, hugely important. And I think that's going to be something there that we're looking forward to, too. It was nice to see Duchesne get one.
Yeah.
Nice to see him, you know, get that comfortability back. Mikko Rantanen, you know, setting him up for that, too. And this do this thing as it gets healthy again. Beware. Those Avalanche are running hot right now, but they might melt later.
Oh, see? I like that. By the way, an astute observation. I feel really dumb now. Don't you mean moving over to the only winners? That's a good point. I don't know why in my head I had like registered this as a Mavericks victory, and that was most certainly not the case. And so you get the Stars, they get the win, and a lot of positive signs. Well, once again, Casey DeSmith, unfreaking real. I'm running out of superlatives to talk about how exquisite he has been to kick off this season.
Ready to trade him?
No.
Why? His value's very high
right
now, isn't it?
I cannot move away from having a top-notch backup goalie. He's been top-notch.
Yeah, Otter
this
is.
Year.
Otter can be a good backup.
Good night. Listen to you. But
maybe DeBoer was right all along. Man, I'm just joking.
That's going to be hard to shake.
I'm just joking.
So DeSmith
got two really good netminders.
He was fantastic. You finally got back on the board at even strength, and then you really turned up the heat and dominated their third period by pretty much every metric. And you were able to grab this win. And the Kings are not a bad team at all. They're not great, but they are not a bad team. And they've been particularly good on the road this year. So this was, I thought this was a really good win for the Stars. Because going into the third period, I have to admit, I was concerned, especially with the trade that Minnesota made, if they're going to start to move up in the world. But it does feel like it's the haves and have-nots once again in that division, and it's going to be Colorado, Dallas, and Minnesota all season jockeying to determine who's going to get to play a wild card team and who's going to have to play each other. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll move into the Expressway. We got a Motley Crue ticket giveaway, plus NFL overreaction to reality, and the Tuesday tailgate, all of it coming at you next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where apparently everyone in the building has opened up their dictionaries and their thesauri, to be included in Corey's vocabulary game. So we're making people smarter and dumber simultaneously.
You think it's dumb that New Balance waited until just now to post the Cooper Flag Makes History post?
Yes.
New Balance should have been on this already.
Yeah, if I knew it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But last night...
they should have known it.
Yeah.
That's your guy.
Nobody in the entire department's like, hey, Cooper Flagg's having a record day. We should probably jump in on this.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right. NFL overreaction or reality? Like to start with the Cowboys? We will start with this. You think it is absurd that the Dallas Cowboys are favored to beat the Chargers?
By how much?
A point and a half, but still.
No, that's not absurd.
Absurd!
That's not absurd.
It's absurd.
The Cowboys, you know, have a mission. The Chargers aren't dominant.
They're 10-4!
When have they dominated this year?
I mean, they've won 6 of their last 7.
Okay, that's cool. Let's go look at their scores this year, Kevin.
Oh, it matters if you win.
They beat the Eagles. They beat the Eagles by 3. 22-19. They beat the Chiefs by 3.
They beat the Chiefs twice.
They lost to the Jaguars.
They beat the Broncos.
They beat the Steelers. That was an impressive win, 25-10. But they don't, like, the Vikings win 37-10, impressive. But it just, they don't strike me as a team that I'm like, hey, they're going out and they're going to put 60 up on you and good luck.
They have won 6 of 7. The Cowboys have lost 2
They play tough
straight
football games. They play tough, close football games. And
so
I think Vegas is saying Cowboys at home, they're going to put up points no matter what. Maybe 26 points. Maybe 24 points for the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what they're feeling.
Alec, overreaction reality. You think,
or is that them trying to get people to bet on the Cowboys?
Maybe. I hope it works for them.
All right.
Alec, overreaction reality. You think it is absurd that the Cowboys are favored over the Chargers?
That's an overreaction. I don't think it's absurd. I think it's interesting, but it kind of makes sense. High-powered offense playing at home. And the reason that the spread is so close,
they just played at home and lost.
I know, but
garbage team.
You follow the history there, and you say they've got to be better, right? That's got to be Vegas's mentality at this point. Is they can't be that bad in consecutive weeks at home, can they? And the Chargers don't give up a lot of yards, so the spread isn't super far apart. They're second, I think tied for second in the league for just total defense, the Chargers are.
Mm.
So they'll give up a few touchdowns here and there, but they don't give up a lot between the end zones. So it makes sense to me. I mean, I would pick the Chargers in this situation, but it makes sense.
NFL overreaction or reality? Liam Cohen has unlocked the awesome potential of Trevor Lawrence and the Jags. Now, you want dominance. Let's go to the Jags. They have averaged 33 points per game coming out of the bye. And in 4 of their last 5 games, Trevor Lawrence didn't even have to play in the fourth quarter. And we just talked about he just had a 6-touchdown game.
Yeah, he's an impressive guy now, Kevin. Hope Mike didn't sell all those Trevor Lawrence cards.
Ooh, that's a good... I actually don't know the answer to that. Overreaction reality, Liam Cohen has unlocked the awesome potential of Trevor Lawrence and the Jags.
Yes, he absolutely has. I want to see it advance in the playoffs.
Sure.
I think they've built a pretty good defense, too. That's been another calling card for them, was making sure they had a good defense. But that offense has been much more efficient and more effective. Nice job, Liam Cohen.
Alec, what say you?
It's a total reality, and it's beautiful to see. I kind of like what Corey mentioned yesterday when talking about the Jaguars, is the idea of the younger coach, or just the coach that has the fresh ideas and is maybe one step ahead in certain areas. It definitely feels like Liam Cohen is one step ahead, because he took two former number one overall picks and made them very, very relevant again. I know it's a shorter sample size with Trevor Lawrence, but his previous stop, Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay. You know, he really catered an offense to a guy that said, like, he's really talented, but he also is human. He has his restrictions. He has his things that he's not very good at.
Right.
So I'm going to work around them. It's amazing what happens when you cater the offense to a talented player. And that, at its simplest form, it works. It really does. But everything else around him, I mean, ETN is having a career revival this season. And he's a relevant running back. He's kind of restarting the running back renaissance that started last year. So I think he's doing a lot of things right.
Now, we'll give you some information for the leading into this next question. Shane Steichen has said that they didn't bring Phillip Rivers out of retirement to sit on the bench. Overreaction or reality? You don't care about watching Phillip Rivers play NFL football anymore now. You got the one game fix and you're like, I'm good.
Yeah. Reality.
I think that's where I'm too.
But it's smart of them. It gives people an interest level. So there's going to be some people that are still intrigued by it. And kind of like when Jeff Saturday was coaching the team, they were like, what the hell is happening here?
Yeah.
They need a quarterback, right?
They do. They're trying to make the playoffs.
Well, they're not going to. I'm sorry about that. I told you a long time ago that wasn't going to happen. But they need a quarterback. Anthony Richardson's not the dude.
Right.
I'm curious if Shane Steichen is going to be around. It feels like he did enough early, but now, like, hold on, hey, what's the real result here? But I think that if they're in a good position for a draft pick or the next quarterback, they might want to look into that a little deeper, especially if they think Anthony Richardson isn't worth it anymore.
Which kind of feels like the case. Alec, what say you?
Overreaction. Kevin, I'm a sicko.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I'm a football sicko. I am unwell. Wow. I love this. I love everything about it. I'm going to watch any game that I possibly can where he is starting at quarterback at 57 years old. I need that more than I need air. Any kind of chemicals in my body, they don't matter anymore. I want to watch this experience because it's stupid and it makes no sense. But dang it, it's beautiful.
Overreaction or reality, the Cowboys made the right decision trading Micah Parsons.
Ooh, I think reality.
I do too.
And here's why. And you needed more assets.
Yep.
If you paid him, you have less assets and less money to work with.
Yep.
We will be doing a study on the amount of money that you're actually going to have, by the way, next year. We're also...
We'll do it tomorrow. Might be doing a
Dak Prescott appreciation segment. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Go ahead and tease that one for 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm very big on, if you don't have the team, you need to find a way to get assets.
Right.
Now, you had the player. The player gets you more assets.
Yep.
So when people would be like, Jerry's talking about they don't have a pass rush. You had a guy. He's trying to build a team, not a player. And obviously he's not done it successfully for 30 years. I get it. But that's something that they're trying to do right now. So, yes, you are going into next year's draft with two first round picks. That's a positive thing. You got to figure out how to get a two back. And do some other work there.
Agreed.
But they still have so much work to do with their draft and their free agency. But I think it was the right choice because you have more assets and more cash to spend.
Alec, over at
for one thing for tomorrow's segment.
Yeah.
If you can, and I know I'm producing on air.
Well,
can you note down how much free money you would have had you signed Micah to the deal?
For sure.
That needs to be added into this conversation.
Showa. Alec, the question for you, and it also comes along with a bonus question. Oh. Overreaction or reality, the Cowboys made the right decision trading Micah Parsons. And the bonus, the Packers cannot win the Super Bowl without him. The number that's really stuck out to me is Micah Parsons had a higher percentage of pressures for Green Bay than any player has for any other NFL team. So this feels like an especially like big punch to the gut.
Yeah, I'll start with the first question, and I will say reality. They did the right thing in making that move because at least early on, Jerry has lived up to his word of I have a plan and I intend to use the assets gained and the space made available by moving him. He instantly parlays one of those picks into another dominant player.
Right.
You know, so I have to at least give him credit for that. But at the same time, you saw an issue. You didn't think it was going to get resolved. So you found an alternate resolution that made a really great idea and a really great future for this team. So that makes a ton of sense, and I have to tip my cap there. So I'll say reality to that. I'll also say reality to the second question, that the Packers need a star pass rusher. And Broadus was talking about it in crosstalk with y'all yesterday. The Packers are always like, well, we don't have a pass rusher. We don't have a pass rusher. They finally got one. Kevin, you mentioned that stat about Micah Parsons' pressures compared to anybody else in the league for their team. He is still that good.
And, oh, yeah, for sure.
And I do think there is a little bit of added motivation because he's human. You know, his original place didn't want him. He got his big money deal, and he had a sense of urgency. Like, I got to show them that this is a good investment. I got to do something for this team. And he was playing very, very well. And again, without him, Green Bay does not have much of a pass rush.
Now, let me give you one more, and then we'll turn it over to the Tuesday tailgate. I'm not rooting for this, but I am concerned. Overreaction or reality, Jackson Dart will not have a long NFL career. Do you know in his 10 games, he's been through the concussion protocol five times? Five times in 10
games. How many times have they ruled it a concussion?
I think only twice.
Still a lot for a young player, dude.
Maybe once.
He's going to have to, I mean, he talked to, I'm tough, this is football, not soccer.
By the way,
you got to be smart.
He added on to that, and he was like, I thought the last one they pulled me out for concussion protocol was pretty soft. He's like, this is football. So if you're hoping he'll change, doesn't sound like it.
There's an entire generation of football players that asked for this because of what happened to them.
Right.
They sued the NFL because of where they are right now, and he doesn't have a clue as to why, because he's trying to be tough in front of everybody. I get it. You need to be the tough player. But this is something that the NFL tried to cover up and put away and tried to act like didn't exist.
Yeah.
And now he's like, yeah, let's keep doing that. And that's it. Maybe that's exactly what the NFL wants, more of that.
Yeah.
Be tough. That's cool.
Alec, overreaction reality, Jackson Dart will not have a long NFL career. Strictly because of this.
At this point, it's a sad reality because there are ways, especially with how players and specifically quarterbacks are protected in the league these days, for him to be successful and be safe at the same time. I mean, the low-hanging fruit is Lamar Jackson. You look at the work that he does on the ground and through the air, and he stays relatively healthy in terms of his head. You know, he has the ankle injuries and whatnot, the stuff that's been kind of lingering all this season that we've talked about. But heck, even look at a guy like Patrick Mahomes. I know ill-timed with the ACL injury, but that's a guy that never gets mistaken for the best athlete on the field, right? But he still maneuvers around. He knows when to get down. Josh Allen is a guy that even he can lower the shoulder every now and then. He'll fight forward for extra yards, but you don't see him going into protocol because he knows. He senses pressure better, and he's just smart. He's been around the game long enough, and I think Jackson Dart just needs more time around the game to realize, hey, maybe one more, I hate to sound like this, but maybe one more tough hit up high, and he's like, okay, I kind of understand now. Let me pump the brakes a little bit.
Kevin, I don't know if you reported this already. I'm sorry if you did. Josh Lewenberg, not Josh Lewin.
Gotcha.
NBA beat reporter for the Raptors on TSN Sports is saying that the Raptors have checked in on Daniel Gafford.
Interesting. Need him to get that ankle right then if we're going to push that along. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Can you please give me...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Cut number 14, because it's time for the Tuesday tailgate.
Moore to pass, Moore going deep. He's got Bryant. Gary Bryant, end zone. Touchdown, Ducks.
Now, of course, as always, we bring in Carter Freeman. Welcome to the program, sir.
What's up, guys? We're going to do a 20-minute preview of the Salute to Service Bowl that's happening tonight?
Probably not.
Jacksonville State and Troy?
Well, if you have to think about who's in the game, then probably not.
Troy Hughes. Half of them, and that's more than
okay.
You do, I'm sure.
100% you're right about that. So what I really wanted to kind of kick this thing off by is, you know, I think it's become mostly accepted. I've looked at the betting odds that Fernando Mendoza has the inside track to be the number one pick in the upcoming NFL draft. But it seems like Dante Moore is established as QB2 in this draft. I know there's a lot of time before we get to the draft, but do you view it as Mendoza, Moore, 1-2 in the pro quarterback rankings?
Yeah, I mean, you'll give a little time for potentially somebody else to pop up and make a name for themselves. Like, these guys are in the playoff, right?
Yes.
So that's why they're top of mind. Like, you're going to see them play. You're going to see Moore play this weekend. Then you're going to see Mendoza play in the Rose Bowl, right? So they're going to be front and center. But, yeah, you know, and especially watching Fernando Mendoza grow from his time at Cal to where he is now. And then with Dante Moore, you've liked a lot of what you've seen from the 1 year he started, but it's been 1 year, right? So are some NFL scouts going to say, well, he's at Oregon where he's surrounded by five stars and
yeah,
he hasn't really had to do maybe as much as a Fernando Mendoza might have had to do? I don't know. But ever since Moore was at UCLA as a true freshman, I loved his throwing motion. You could just tell it was like, okay, I see the talent. I see why this kid is as, you know, hyped up as he is. But I think as of right now, that's totally fair. They're 1-2.
And then to potentially replace him, Dylan Raiola going to Oregon.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Because we have, man, you mentioned it, I think, off air yesterday. 'Tis the season for quarterback transfers or staying put, as we've got a lot of ground to cover there. What do you think about Raiola going to Oregon, and what's the hype level still with him? Because I know the hype level was off the charts.
I mean, the hype level was at like a five-star quarterback pick Nebraska. And Raiola had a family connection there. His uncle was the offensive line coach. His dad, Dominic, played offensive line there in the early 2000s. And he was the Detroit Lions, you know, great offensive lineman for a long time. So it was like, oh, you know, Nebraska finally got this big recruit. And he played fine. I don't think he really lit the world on fire like people might have thought he would. But I guess the hype is that he was the five-star kid, and that if you put him at a place like Oregon, where you saw Dante Moore struggle at UCLA without as much talent around him, goes to Oregon, looks really, really good. But the Oregon that Raiola could potentially go to doesn't have Will Stein anymore, the offensive coordinator, who's now left to be the head coach at Kentucky. So is there going to be as good of a quarterback developer there? I don't know. And on the Nebraska front, Dylan Raiola was like synonymous with this like new era and like Matt Rhule, and like we're really excited for what Nebraska could be. He was the biggest piece of that.
Yeah.
And now he's gone. And Nebraska flamed out to end this year. They started out like 5-1, ended 7-5. They were really poor to end the season. And now that the dude who you really brought in as the centerpiece of this rebuild isn't there, like, I don't know, Nebraska just gave Matt Rhule a ton of money so he wouldn't go to Penn State. And are Huskers fans going to be happy going 7-5? 6-6, like they have been. I mean, I guess they're making bowl games, which is better than they had been doing, but still not that great.
Miami or Alabama as possibilities for Raiola?
Well, Alabama has Keelan Russell, who's a former, he's a local kid. I want to say he was Duncanville, is where he went to high school.
Like I should know that. Yeah.
He was a five-star in this last class, and I thought he might start this year until Ty Simpson took over and had a really good year himself. And then Miami seems more likely.
That was Duncanville.
Okay. I think Miami's more likely to go after like a Sam Levitt, formerly of Arizona State, or maybe even a Brendan Sorsby of formerly Cincinnati. But what I'm reading from the tea leaves is that
Tech.
Brendan Sorsby is very interested in Texas Tech, and he could be the guy that succeeds Baron Morton after this Red Raiders playoff run.
So it's really interesting because big time for quarterbacks in Texas, Arch Manning staying at Texas, which it's been really weird the way I've seen some people describe that as a surprise and shaking up the draft. And I'm like, we've talked about this for like a year.
It's a headline is what it is. It's something to get people to click on it because it involves Arch Manning. I think 99% of us knew he was going to come back, even if he had an amazing season, which he really didn't. He had a fine season at best, so it makes sense for him to go back and continue to develop.
Yeah, and him and his dad said that all along, but he's staying at Texas. The potential for Brendan Sorsby at Texas Tech, and what do you think about...
Well, and if he went to the draft this year, where would he go?
Late day two?
No, Arch Manning would still go round one,
I think. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. I'm absolutely not.
I think you saw, look,
I don't disagree, because I'll go back to the A&M game where that was the epitome of Arch's season, where the first half, he looks like a quarterback that should start at the FCS level, not at Texas. Then in the second half, he looks like the number one overall pick, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not there, but because of what you saw in second halves of games, and especially the second half of the season, there's going to be enough there that teams are still going to say, no, and I don't think they think they're taking a chance on him. They would want to have him on their team.
His name was Arch Stevenson?
No, absolutely not, because of the season that he had. But because of the struggles that he had. But because his last name is Manning, people are going to look at the good, and they're still going to take him high.
I was just, my mind was...
Yeah, that's surprising.
He made, what, $6 million this year at UT?
Right. And I was highest earning NIL guy, right?
He was the number one.
He'll be okay for money.
And I think Jeremiah Smith was like 2 or 3 or something like that. But
as
like,
he should have been.
Yeah, he made $6 million. Make another, might make $8 million next year at Texas. And then after you've developed, he needs the development. I felt like he got better. But I didn't feel like he played well in big games ever. And you have to play well in big games in order to play in the NFL.
It's the only games I look at with Arch where he played a complete game were against Sam Houston State, maybe Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
That's 2 out of 10 games. Even against then their big wins against Oklahoma, he was awful in the first half. And A&M, awful in the first half. Mississippi State, Ohio State. Like, he had so many, he's so slow to start. And, like, that's concerning, obviously. Yeah. So it's good for him to go back so he can develop some more.
All right. Now, sticking with the state of Texas, what do you think about DJ Lagway to Baylor?
His dad played there. I think that's why the connection exists. And, look.
Or LSU.
Baylor surprised me by bringing Dave Aranda back because I picked Baylor to win the Big 12 this year. that didn't go right. And the reason I picked them is because so much of their roster were seniors or guys, you know, who were most likely going to leave for the draft or greener pastures, right? This was the season, I thought, for this core of, you know, Baylor Bears to really put things together. They didn't. They didn't even make a bowl game. So now all of those guys are going to leave. So I don't think DJ Lagway is going to look at Baylor and think that, hey, that's a place where I can win and get developed, because that's a big thing that I've been reading is he wanted to stay at Florida, but they wanted to challenge him in a way that he didn't think they were going to develop him.
Yeah.
So he wants to find somewhere where he can be developed, go to the next level, what may have you. I don't look at Baylor as that right now.
Okay.
I think Miami is interesting for him.
LSU? Another
SEC reclamation project, maybe LSU. I don't know what Lane Kiffin's going to do at quarterback, because he is, that's his thing, is developing good passers, and he had a pretty good one at Ole Miss, Trinidad Chambliss. I don't know if he's going to stay at Ole Miss, go to LSU. I think the running back for Ole Miss, Lacey is his last name. No, it is Kyron Lacey. He might follow Lane Kiffin to LSU. I don't know about Chambliss, though.
Now, another big name quarterback staying put, Lenora Sellers. And Lenora Sellers feels like an out of necessity.
Yeah.
Because I thought Lenora Sellers going into the season, I'm not kidding, I thought he had a legit shot to be the number one pick in the NFL draft. And man, oh man, did it not go that direction this year.
He probably had the second worst season out of any of these hyped preseason quarterbacks. I think Lagway had the worst, because Lagway had, you know, I saw a thing where it was, oh, he put his name in the transfer portal, but the letter was intercepted on his way there because Lagway threw so many picks. But Lenora Sellers looked like a shell of the player that ran confidently last year, threw confidently last year, and played with the utmost confidence everywhere, right? He did not look like that at all. And they fired South Carolina fires their offensive coordinator midseason. They made a move for, I believe it was TCU's offensive coordinator, Kendall Briles, is going to call plays for South Carolina next year. So, yeah, he needed this. I do think it's funny, though, and you guys tell me if you think the same. When I now see that college players are close to a deal to return to college, that's just not wording that we've ever used before.
Yeah.
It's they just go back or they stay. But now it's like
close to a deal.
Yeah, because they want to renegotiate the NIL and they maybe can, you know, add extra this and that for whatever. It's just a weird new way of wording it that I'm not quite used to yet.
Yeah. Does it bother you at all? I think I've become just accepting of it, of whether it bothers me or not. That's the way it is.
Yeah. Do you get triggered?
I don't. I can do enough girl math to not get triggered, Corey.
Holy moly.
Important.
All right. Thank you very much for that. Michigan, they have started an inquiry into their athletic department. I threw it out there. I don't think you were on with us. I think the next Michigan coach, I just think they just need to play it safe every step of the way and be like, you've never gotten into any trouble, right? Sounds good. Welcome aboard. What are going to be the consequences of this inquiry, and what does that mean? You know what? I'm just going to say it. What does that franchise look like going forward?
The timing is horrible.
Yes.
At first, I thought that the timing, whenever they got rid of Sharon Moore, I'm like, okay, like a lot of the coaching carousel has moved, but now there's no other moving pieces where like you're like, oh, Michigan could interview someone, then they could go somewhere else. First, I thought that. Then the Sharon Moore getting arrested thing happened, and I'm like, okay, no, like there's this goes back to the former Michigan OC issue, the basketball head coach, Juwan Howard, the hockey coach. Like, this is institutional rot is what this is. And Michigan needs a head coach before the transfer portal opens, which is January 2nd. So the investigation into the athletic department is not going to be done before that. Michigan doesn't have a president right now of the university. So they're going to hire a new president who could then fire the AD who hires the new head coach. So it seems like whatever way it happens, Michigan's AD Ward Manuel might not be long for this, given what they could find with this.
Right.
And it seems like they want to get rid of him based on everything I've already mentioned. So the new head coach could be coming into a AD that didn't hire him, and then with a president that wasn't there when he got hired. Now, all of that being said, I think there's a perfect candidate sitting as a free agent right now. No issues. He had a long run at his previous school, and he's no longer there. That's Kyle Whittingham at Utah.
Oh, yeah.
So at first, we all thought Kyle Whittingham was going to retire because he's been at Utah for 21 years. Pretty good run, right? You know, a couple Pac-12 titles. Had a good season this year.
Did he say retirement when he left?
He did not.
Okay.
He said that the time is right for me to step down, and it came out afterwards that, no, he's not retiring. And I wonder if that goes into Utah signing a big private equity deal,
okay.
And he's not okay with that. And funnily enough, Michigan is very anti-private equity with this whole Big Ten deal. They're the ones leading the charge to not sign it. So given that Kyle Whittingham was a great head coach at Utah for a long time, given that he is a free agent, he's never had any issues, and Michigan needs an immediate guy to step in who can still help them win, Kyle Whittingham's sitting right there, and what I've read, just on Twitter and whatnot, is he might have interest in that job. And it wouldn't be a long fit, maybe 3 or 4 years, but he's the best kind of guy you can get right now because Kalen DeBoer's come out and said, I'm not leaving.
Well, and I wanted to ask you about that because this does feel like, unfortunately, I don't want to say Saban because I feel like so many coaches have done it over the years. It feels like it is hard for people to take college coaches at their word. Do you believe, because Kalen DeBoer felt like he was like as clear as possible and somebody followed up, was like, just to be clear, and he's like, no to your question, I'm not leaving. Do you believe Kalen DeBoer stays at Alabama? And let's just say they get trucked this weekend. Does Alabama keep him?
Yes, Alabama keeps him.
They keep him.
Alabama's not firing Kalen DeBoer. Okay. I think that's an overstretching of reality based on a CFP loss after year two. On him leaving after that, on his own accord, I was really buying that he could. But the longer this has gone along and the more that I've thought about it, the more I'm kind of like, no, I do think he'd stay because it is Alabama. And isn't it ridiculous that we're asking, like, will the sitting head coach of the University of Alabama leave for a different job? Like, it's just crazy. But I will take him at his, because he came out and said it on his own. Like, it's ridiculous that he had to say it, but he did say it. He didn't Lane Kiffin it, where he kind of just danced around the issue for a long time and then eventually left. He came out and just, you know, put his foot down and said,
like,
no, I'm the
GM
head coach
Justin
here.
Like Justin Rudd. Put his fist on the table.
Put your fist on the table and let GM Justin Rudd know you want to see him because the Tolos demand it.
Shield it.
Do I need to watch or care about a bowl game tonight? About the bowl game tonight?
Yes, because it's the IS4S Salute to Veterans Bowl, obviously. I will say, Jacksonville State is playing in this game. They have Cam Cook is their top running back. He's not going to be like a high draft pick, but he did rush for 1,600 yards this year. So he's a good running back, a good college running back. So I don't know, man. I'm going to watch it. And then look, on Thursday, we have the Xbox Bowl here locally up at the Star in Frisco. That's what I'm talking about. We get some of these bowls slowly trickling in, and before you know it, the CFP will be here, and it'll be awesome.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And, you know, Corey, I feel like...
Let's get Southern away!
877-881-1053. Colin Emerton will win a pair of tickets to go see Motley Crue when they come to the Dos Equis Pavilion on September 10th, courtesy of Live Nation. You go buy tickets with them, or you can win them for free right now. 877-881-1053. C-Block next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.